Omega gets home field advantage. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, June 11th, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us.
Impact Wrestling.
The main event of Impact's Against All Odds show coming up this Saturday is now set. The in-ring summit on last night's show involving Scott D'Amore, Don Callis, and AEW's Tony Khan ended with the agreement not to make a last-minute change to the match. Kenny Omega will still defend the Impact World Championship against Moose one-on-one, but here's the twist. The match will happen at Daly's Place. As for Sami Callihan, he's now being promised a title match against the winner at Slammiversary. Callihan also now has a match at Against All Odds. He'll tag with Tommy Dreamer against the Good Brothers, ensuring that Callihan and the Good Brothers will not be involved in the Omega Moose title match. Also added to Against All Odds, Jordynne Grace versus Tennille Dashwood. Rosemary secured her one-on-one title match at Against All Odds against Knockouts champ Deonna Purrazzo. Rosemary pinned Havoc with a spear last night in a match where Havoc could have added herself to the title match if she had won. W. Morrissey beat Willie Mack in a no disqualification main event. Tasha Steelz pinned Kimber Lee with a Falcon Arrow. And Trey Miguel and Petey Williams beat Chris Bay and Rohit Raju. Miguel submitted Raju.
AEW.
It's a special Friday Night Dynamite starting at 10 p.m. Eastern tonight. Miro will defend the TNT Championship against Dark Order's Evil Uno. There's going to be a trios match, the Young Bucks and Brandon Cutler versus Pac, Penta El Cerro Miedo, and Eddie Kingston. Also, Nyla Rose versus legit Layla Hirsch. Hangman Page and Dark Order's number 10 team up to face Brian Cage and Powerhouse Hobbs. Christian Cage goes one-on-one with Angelico, who will have Matt Hardy in his corner. And Darby Allin has a decision to make. Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page challenged him to a tag match, but they said Sting cannot be Allin's partner. Mark Henry says part of his role in AEW will be to tighten the screws. He explained how that applies to what happens inside the ring.
There's a repetition thing. You know, somebody will do a tope, and then the next match will have two topes, and then the next match will have three topes. Stop trying to outdo what you saw before. Find something else to do rather than that.
That's Henry on the new episode of Oral Sessions with Rene Paquette. Henry said he'll also have his hands in community outreach, social media, and more.
WWE.
Kaylee Ray's 600-plus day reign as NXT UK Women's Champion is over. Mako Satomura defeated KLR on Thursday's show. It was Satomura's second shot at the title. KLR had beaten her back in March. Also on the show, Jordan Devlin returned to the ring, and he beat Saxon Huxley. Tonight, SmackDown is promoting the Street Profits versus Chad Gable and Otis. Triple H drew the ire of some of the top names in women's wrestling outside WWE when he boasted about the talent roster under his watch.
My opinion, the best female performers in the world are in WWE, and if they're not, they want to be.
That's from the pre-takeover media call on Thursday. Deonna Purrazzo, Britt Baker, Thunder Rosa, and Maria Kanellis among those who called out the comments on social media. Getting back to Triple H, he also said he does not view another all-women's pay-per-view as a must-have in WWE right now. He would not commit to a takeover during SummerSlam weekend, and when asked when NXT will take its show out of the Capitol Wrestling Center, Triple H said the partnership with Full Sail University is still in place. The former Braun Strowman took to Twitter on Thursday to dispute reports about his alleged asking price to work independent shows. He stated that he hasn't spoken to anyone about any bookings.
Ring of Honor.
The Ring of Honor tag team titles are on the line on ROH's Weekend TV. Hot Sauce Tracy Williams and Rhett Titus defend against the former champs, Dragon Lee and Kenny King. Also a first-round match in the Survival of the Fittest tournament, Dak Draper versus Eli Isom. Tonight's New Japan Strong has Clark Connors and the DKC versus Rocky Romero and Leo Rush, who announced his upcoming retirement from pro wrestling earlier this week. MLW will bring back the 40-man Battle Riot for its next live event in Philadelphia on July 10th. The winner gets a title shot against MLW champ Jacob Fatu. The first entrant announced is Alex Hammerstone. As for the ongoing open draft, round 4 was last night. The newest signee to be revealed is Ariz. He is being linked to Cesar Duran's Azteca Underground. The returns to MLW confirmed last night, Calvin Tankman, and the Black Hand of Contra, Mads Kruger. That's just for wrestling news for Friday, June 11th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.